Lake Effect continues now on Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Mitch Tyke. Since its inception, Renaissance Theater Works has specialized in productions that pay particular attention to women writers, cast, and crew. Luna Gale, their newest offering, is no exception.
Written by Rebecca Gilman and directed by Mary McDonald Kerr, the play explores a basic question: who decides who's best able to raise a child? Kerr and actress Tammy Workington joined me recently, and Kerr sets up the play.
It's a story about a social worker in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, who has been doing her job for about 25 years. And at the beginning of the story, she has to take an infant away from a couple of teen parents who are meth addicts. And basically, the rest of the story is the aftermath of that decision. The playwright, Rebecca Gilman, explores a lot about the issues of how they all got there to begin with. And then we look at what we think is the best decision for the life of this infant. And there are a lot of twists and turns and surprises. And
so it's not black and white.
It's not black and white. And you think there are heroes and villains. And it turns out that just like any story, they're all human beings. And it's a fairly harsh look at the state of the current foster care system. And how difficult that is, and how difficult it is to be a social worker. And it's called Luna Gale, and that's the name of the baby that's taken away. But it really turns out mostly to be a story about the lead character, Caroline, who Tammy plays, about what the costs of being in that world for a long, long time are.
You know, I've always thought that that was one of the hardest jobs.
Yeah.
Because you are stepping in, you're playing God, essentially.
with a rule book. And typically, and through the research I did, a social worker staying in the business from 3 to 5 years is considered a pretty good career span. She's been in it for 25, which is highly unusual. And there's a great burnout rate. They talk about that 13 to 20 cases is about what a social worker can manage. Caroline has a situation where they've combined two offices and she has nearly 90. So, you know, you have to make decisions quickly, you know, with a child in mind. You know, it's a really, really difficult business that way.
I can't even imagine.
No.
Trying to make those decisions and juggling that many of them.
Yeah.
All with those human beings at the other end of it.
Yeah.
Whose lives you're in, you know, impacting.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you walk in as human beings.
Absolutely. And you're walking into people's homes and determining, you know, all kinds of decisions at that point based on how they live. I mean, that's an incredibly intense responsibility.
I was thinking about this as I was thinking about this play and thinking about this interview, that we need social workers. Our culture in general, maybe. I don't know if it's Western culture, but we seem to have situations where the most vulnerable need protection in some sort of way. And this is sort of a best effort to try to set up protections. And because it's mediated by so many different parties, it fails so often for so many of the people that it's supposed to be helping.
Well, and once you're in the system, you're on the train. You know, that's the thing. You have to meet all of these different guideposts along the way, and it is intense.
So how does it feel in rehearsal dealing with this?
It's an incredibly raw play. I mean, we've had a conversation about it the other day that unless every one of us really bring it, and then we don't have a story, you know. And I think the thing that's been the most difficult is how there's a real cost to each one of us as actors and characters in this one. It's not one that you just put the shirt on and then take it off and go home, but you leave a little bit of something on the stage because every one of us has to go to a place that is incredibly uncomfortable, not only as a character, but as an actor. Every one of us really getting outside of our comfort zones a little bit. And also, survival is a really funny thing. And it brings out incredible behavior in you that you didn't know you had or where you could pull from.
Now, are you talking about as an actor or as a character?
Both. And people are fighting for their lives. They're fighting for their children. They're fighting for their reputation. And it brings a really, really interesting dynamic to the room. So I think there's been a lot of care that we've taken.
Yeah, it's a really fine cast. it's been wonderful as a director to get to assemble this room full of people who are very smart and facile and game and a really good play. And you don't always get that kind of combination. It's, you know, like every 10th project you do, you go, oh my gosh, I think all the stars have lined up and this is one of those. And so it's been, I don't want to say easy, but it, you know, we're not scratching our heads and saying, how the hell does this work? It's just, you know, serving the play. I think everyone's just trying really hard to serve the play as honestly as they can. And that's the goal. And to serve each other, you have to feel safe in this kind of play to make giant risky choices and to, you know, leave your spleen out there on the floor, that everyone around you is going to be compassionate about what you're doing. So I'm proud that Renaissance has had the gumption to do the play. It's kind of a large cast for current situation for small theaters. And
right, there's about eight folks, right? Mm-hmm,
seven, I think. So that's actually big for, you know, the smaller theaters aren't
no,
hiring
usually
that many
three or four people.
Because they can't afford it.
Right.
So that's very exciting. And also, Rebecca Gilman wrote this play that has seven, eight locations. And, you know, we're doing it in a 99-seat box theater. So we've been very creative. Lisa Schlenker's designed this kind of amazing set. But again, it's a challenge that a smaller theater has to rise to the occasion and figure out how to do that creatively and have it work for the piece and not get in the way of the piece. And so that's been really exciting. And I think it's a play. There's a lot of hard subject matter, but in the end is still hopeful. And it's a play that, you know, at the beginning of our new administration, I think is important that we're talking about these kinds of things, because often these problems, these social work problems, come down to just throwing money. You got to have the money to start with, and everyone's got to be on board for wanting the system to work. And, you know, right now we're in the middle of repealing Obamacare, and that's, you know, that kind of trickle down is going to just be
devastating. Parenthood funding and all this. I mean, it gets to the heart of funding. Mm-hmm. You know.
And it's all happening right now. It's very, very topical.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you think about just the difficulty that we have in our real lives of talking about all of these things. And in this play, it sounds like it's just distilling it down to something that – is this going to hit the audience, like, in the heart?
Oh yeah.
Several times.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Bring your tissue box.
Yeah. It's
It addresses religion and politics and
– family.
Family
and more family.
What makes a good parent?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, boy, there's a lot of paths to being a good parent.
Rebecca Gilman talks about how about 10 years ago she was sitting in an emergency room for some reason and witnessed this young, obvious drug addict whose kid was in the emergency room, and she witnessed her doing horrible, destructive behavior, and at the same time on the phone making a really specific arrangements for the care of her children. And she was really struck by the fact that you can be both.
Mm-hmm.
You can be a horrible drug addict and a caring parent. And that was her leaping off place in the play of what does that mean? What does that mean? And what does good parenting mean?
Right. She'd also done some research with social workers. She had watched a frontline special that took place, I think it was around 2009, and it was an interview panel of all these social workers, and she was very put off by the fact that all these social workers were such know-it-alls. She goes, "Oh, so irritating!" And you get to the end of the story, and they were all right. Every one of them had seen what was going on. They could smell it, and they knew. And that she knew then with this combination of what Mary was telling you with these kids and the social workers that she had wanted to put this play together. And the reason she has set it in Cedar Rapids is because it has one of the highest meth uses in the country. And they actually have social workers there that are specifically trained toward meth addicts. So the location makes a lot of sense as well as to why she put it there.
You know, we tend to think in black and white terms, there is only one path to being a good parent or a good person or a good whatever that is. And that, you know, what's is it the Walt Whitman quote? We hold multitudes. You know, we all carry everything in us, every possible thing, every human emotion we all carry. We just don't want to admit it.
As we say a lot in our house and talking to my kids about dealing with different kinds of people like bullies or this, the snap assumptions we make about those around us, is that we all are sum of our parts. And nobody's born wanting to be a bully or wanting to be a drug addict or wanting to be, the, you know, that, that things happen. We all get to where we're going because of the journey we've taken. So we have to, on one hand, be compassionate to that journey, and then on the other hand, sometimes be dispassionate to the journey because it doesn't make a, like a difference how you got here. This is where you are.
Yeah. Well, I think generationally we've changed. You know, the generation I was raised in, we all, you know, stopped and realized what, you know, our parents had done or not done to us. And we rolled around in that for quite some time, you know, and then we all finally realized, get on with it. We got to get on with it. You know, now we're adults and we can make different decisions. And I think in this play, as a social worker, my job is to say, you can make a different choice. That is true. That is true, these things that happen to you. But now it's, you can choose differently. You have to choose differently. You're a parent.
And this baby is this blank slate. And so the people that are all surrounding the decision are all looking for a second chance and redemption because of their history. So you see this this blank slate that people are going, I need it for my redemption. I need it for my redemption. I need it for my second chance. And what is the best for, you know, who is the best caretaker to usher her forward?
Mary McDonald Kerr directs, and Tammy Workington stars as Caroline in Renaissance Theatre Works' new production of Luna Gale, which opens tomorrow night at the Studio Space in the Broadway Theatre Center. There is a link to more information at WUWN.com.